We're now finally reaching nearly what I want to call the summit. And of course, one thing we notice straight away is that today, the chimney looks lovely, but it is started to be covered in scaffolding.
Yes, it is. And it's really good news. And this is now the final stage. First of all, we had some internal works on the chimney, the top chimney. Those of you who visit Troopers Hill may remember Troopers Hill chimney having a hairy crown of grasses. So we had great guys on ropes going up the inside of the chimney, removing those grasses.
Giving it a haircut.
Yeah, giving it a haircut and removing loose stones. Then there was a second phase where, again on ropes, they came up and chipped off some of the render on the outside. Someone had a bright idea, we think possibly in the 1970s, because we can see photos of the render on the chimney in the 1970s, that render might protect the chimney. But unfortunately, this render will probably collect moisture underneath it, and when it freezes, then it could break up the structure of the chimney. So what's being done now is the scaffolding's going up, so the parts of the chimney where it's unsafe to put up guys on ropes will be dealt with by guys using the scaffolding.
Which is what we can hear being drilled in at the moment around
it. Yeah, scaffolding's being set up. 10th of October, the stonemasons should be along. And fingers very firmly crossed, estimate at the moment, is 2 weeks of work to do the rest of the render and any necessary repairs. And we are so grateful to Bristol City Council being responsible landowners and looking after this bit of industrial heritage that you can see from across Bristol. If you live in Brislington, St Anne's or St Philip's, this will be part of your view. Thousands of people see this every day.
It's got a lot of heritage and that's been recognised because it's listed as well.
Yeah, both Troopers Hill chimneys are Grade 2 listed structures, and the top chimney we call the listed listing structure. As you probably see, it slightly leans over.
It's the Leaning Tower of St George.
Yes, and interestingly, the listing for our top chimney says it was built in 1863, but we do have pictorial evidence from a sketch from the Breckenridge collection, sketched in 1826, that clearly shows the chimney in the background.
And we're coming up to the top of the hill now, and speaking of views, you did promise me that it would get better, and you didn't lie.
Nope.
Wow, that's a panoramic. I mean, about 180 degrees, you can see in every direction.
Yep.
You can see beyond Bristol, really, can't you?
Yeah, you've got the aerials over there, Dundry aerials, over to the Mendips. It's absolutely fantastic views, and there's even a seat here for when you're tired out.
When you look out of this view with the chimney there and all of Bristol, I mean, what goes through your mind?
I love living here. It's a great place to live. It's a green lung. It's part of Bristol that is just so special for the wildlife habitats, and it's also a place that's so friendly for people.